Greetings and salutations, O Earthlings. I hope that all is well with you and that everything is right in your world. The reason I'm booing this evening is that I came across in my reading today the most accurate description I have ever heard of what it's like to have a seizure. Now, I know that this is not of interest to everyone, which is totally fine by me. There's no obligation to listen. But I do know at least one person who has expressed curiosity about this, and hence this is the reason why I'm posting. Mind you, I've gone on at great length in the past about what I experience when I have a seizure, but I cannot express it as eloquently as Richard Llewellyn does in How Green Was My Valley. Now, mind you, I should say that in that book, the young protagonist, Hugh Morgan, is not having a seizure. He has just had a horrible accident while trying to save his mother from drowning, falling in the river in the middle of a blizzard. In order to save her, he has to actually jump into the river himself and hold her on land from the river end because he's too weak to hold all of her from the other side. So when he wakes up, he's not himself at all. And there's a marvelous description of what he goes through that's so much like what I experience when I have a particularly bad complex partial seizure. So I'm going to play a wee excerpt from this book so that you'll get an idea of the sort of thing people go through when they have this kind of experience.
There is funny to wake up and not know yourself to be you. Although you are like yourself as you are ordinarily, still there is something missing, and you ask yourself where you are and who you are and why. There is a lot missing in your life when you have no notion who you are. You have only a picture in front of your eyes and nothing but emptiness behind them, not even the comfort of knowing your name. Indeed, it is that which makes you so afraid, and you will start to shout to keep yourself company. Man is a coward in space, for he is by himself, and if you feel you are alone with not even yourself, that is fright for you. I wonder where the real you goes to when you are strange like that. I started to shout. But I had nothing to shout with, and that made it worse. Try as I would, nothing would come. You have never been frightened if you have never lost yourself and your voice. That is real fright, and awful too. For there you are in pure space, hearing, thinking, and seeing, but speechless and without knowledge, and you begin to cry, and tears blind you, and you are frantic to wipe them away, to be able to see. But still they come, and you are lost in a fog of shining wet.
Wow. That writing style is just so profound. Oh my gosh, I love the lilting language he uses. Anyhow, when I have a really bad seizure, my thinking becomes totally incoherent and disconnected, and I do lose my sense of self. I often forget exactly where I am, because it just seems like a big hole opens up in the world, and I disappear into it. I also lose the ability to speak coherently. Either my words come out all wrong and sound entirely like garbage, or else I repeat the same things over and over again because they're all I can think. So I really do know what it's like to lose oneself and lose one's voice at the same time. It's a very scary experience. So, there you have it. If you've ever wondered what it's like to have a seizure, that's how it is. I just wish the narrator of this book, Ralph Cosham, had a Welsh accent. It would make it so much more enjoyable if he did. I find his voice to be rather inexpressive, but mind you, I'm still very grateful to have the book at all. It's so remarkable. My friend Kim often reads books narrated by Ralph Cosham, so I'll say to her, "Did Ralph Cosh anybody today?" She says, "Ha ha, same old joke. You think you're so funny." Well, yes, I do. Anyhow, that's really all I wanted to say, so I shall exit stage left. Bye for now.